This week in the United States, we will celebrate Thanksgiving, a national holiday where we stop and give thanks for the blessings throughout the year. This holiday is meant to encourage us to stop and think about the things that we're grateful for. And if you live in the U.S., if you've been in groups, you're hearing people say, well, you know, let's go around and this time of Thanksgiving, let's say what we're grateful for. I was in a group of people on Friday that we did just that. Other countries also have celebrations of Thanksgiving. It's not just the United States that do this, but most other countries have their own day, and this week is the one for us here in the U.S. Now, last week I talked about the power of gratitude and talked a little bit about, you know, Thanksgiving coming up. And I said last week that gratitude is one of the most powerful ways you can make your life better. So this week is a continuation of that talk from last week about the power of gratitude. But I'm going to add something to it and say that gratitude can help your body to heal. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, mindset coach. And the Monday Morning Mindset is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset determines the success you have. No matter what you're doing, your mindset is there influencing how well things go for you. And you can learn how to change and develop a strong mindset. It is a skill you can learn. You and I are made up of three parts. We are three-part beings. You may have heard this before. We are spirit, we are soul, and body. Now, in psychological terms, they say it's the consciousness, the mind, and the body. You know, the spirit, soul, and body, they tend to have religious connotations, but psychologists who are not religious at all have done studies, and they've kind of come to the same conclusion that, you know, you have a body, and your mind is the part of you that is made up of your thoughts and your emotions and your decision-making. And your consciousness is something that is beyond both the mind and the body. Now, psychologists have a lot of different theories about where it comes from, where the consciousness comes from, and how it relates. And some of them line up very much so with what you may have learned in church. It's pretty safe to say that this is the way we're made up: spirit, soul, and body. What I have come to the conclusion of is that your soul is the interface between your spirit and your body, or in psychological terms, your consciousness and your body. So your mind is something that is an interface between the consciousness and the body. And your soul, or your mind, is also made up of three parts. Your soul and your mind it's made up of your thoughts, the things that you think, your intellect, your emotions, and your will. That decision-making part, and I would like to call the will your power drive. It is the drive that is what's driving you forward, your purpose, the intent that you have. Is separate from just your thoughts. So last week I talked about how gratitude is powerless if it's only intellectual. If you just are thinking grateful thoughts and it's just in your mind, the gratitude really doesn't do much for you. And go back and listen to last week. I talk a lot more about this. But you have to attach emotion to your gratitude, emotion to the things you're grateful for, in order for it to be useful, to have any real teeth. Now, the benefits of gratitude, you get this from anybody who's talking about gratitude, the benefits is you tend to be happier, you have less stress, you enjoy life, there's a contentment, and these qualities alone will give you better health. So if you have a life of gratitude, your body, you're going to have better health overall, just because the thoughts that you think, negative thoughts, will harm you, and will show up as problems in your body. And you probably know people who are bitter and just have this bad attitude all the time. They tend to have more physical health problems than people who have a life of gratitude and have less stress. But I want to take gratitude a step farther. This is not just being grateful and having general overall health. I want to talk about how you can use gratitude to help your body heal, to either speed the healing. That's basically what I'm talking about, is that your body will heal naturally, but gratitude will help your body heal faster. Now, ultramarathon runners, this is the ultramarathon mindset. That's what the podcast is. And I talk to ultramarathon runners, and oftentimes we've talked about how do you deal with pain, especially when you're running the races that are 50, 60, 100 miles or more, that you get into places where you're dealing with pain that is, it's not going to just go away and you can't stop. You're not at the finish line. And so the process of dealing with pain is that if you resist and you try to push back and try to push, what the things that you resist in your life will persist. They actually get stronger. Resisting the pain is kind of trying to push it away it just makes it worse. The other strategy is to block it out. And so you put up a mental block and ignore it. So rather than trying to actively resist it, you're trying to ignore it and block it out. This can work, and I know people who do it successfully, but you tend to risk having more damage. You can do some serious damage. Your mind can block out pain such that your body will keep going and really become really, you can really hurt your body by blocking out pain with your mind. It can be done, but it's not the ideal thing, especially if you're trying to run and continue to go. The best way that I have found dealing with pain when you're running in an ultramarathon is an acknowledgement of the pain and a quiet acceptance. I've had several people that if you've listened to this show for very long, I've had several people who've been in either multi-day events or extremely long events, and this is the best way to deal with those times of great physical discomfort. Quietly accepting it, acknowledging it, not resisting it, not blocking it out, and just letting it come and pass. And what I have found in these moments is that a sense of gratitude magnifies the effect of accepting what's there and having a sense, instead of trying to combat it and push it away or block it out, of accepting it and then just bringing a sense of gratitude, the sense of gratitude that you are there, that you're in that position, that you have the health, that you're able to be there and have gone that distance, and just being grateful for your body. That sense of gratitude and acceptance actually will reduce pain in the moment. I've experienced it, and other people who have been here I've talked to have said the same thing. So have you ever noticed? I mean, you probably, not everybody here has run long, long distances, but all of us have experienced pain. We've had some sort of injury, some sort of soreness, just you go out and work to, do something that, overtaxes your muscles, whether it's running or, doing some sort of project around the house. It's very easy to overexert your muscles, and they tend to be sore the next day. And have you ever noticed that when you have that soreness or you have some sort of an injury, that you've damaged something in your body, that just demands your attention? It's there all the time. There's always, and you might be able to kind of ignore it for a while, but that injury or that soreness, it will demand your attention frequently during the day. Now, the tendency is for us to talk about it, to complain about it, and to focus on the fact that our body's not, there's something wrong, there's something that hurts. And what I have found is that what you focus on will actually grow bigger. That's kind of a psychological principle. The things you give your attention to magnify themselves. It's just the way it is. Now, your body will eventually heal. I mean, that's the way our bodies are designed. We've been designed to heal when things happen. You know, so there's some sort of a force within your body that wants to heal. But I have found that the power of your mind, the power of your soul, can actually speed this healing up. And you know, also on the other side is that if scientists have said a broken heart, actually, which is the part of your soul, that sadness and depression can actually inhibit healing. There have been scientific studies about that. Scientific studies also have been done on prayer, of how people who are prayed for, they recover faster, and their health is much more robust than people who didn't. I can't remember the sightings, but you can look that up. Just do a search for prayer studies on healing, and it's there. They've done some scientific studies about that, and prayer is. You can do the same thing. Your own words and thoughts, the things that you say and the things that you think about your recovery, can either hinder or prolong it or make it go faster. So how do you use gratitude? I mean, I've set this out there, set you up saying gratitude can help you heal your body. So how do you do it? Four steps. Broke it down to four things that I do. Find a few minutes when you won't be distracted. It's you need to be able to focus your attention to do this. And so find some time when you won't be distracted. Now, then bring up the emotion of gratitude. You talked about it at the last Monday Morning Mindset. You can go to the show notes. I'll give that at the end of the podcast of how to find the website. But bring up the emotion of gratitude. Feel that gratitude in your heart, and just let it, let that warmth of gratitude fill your body and feel it. And then you focus that feeling on the area of pain or injury, all the while holding on to the feeling of gratitude. You can do it several different ways. I mean, take it like you're holding it in your hands, and then put your hands on where your body hurts. But it is bringing up the emotion of gratitude, and then focusing your attention on the area of pain and injury while you're holding onto the feeling of gratitude. And number four, expect your body to heal. Oftentimes, especially with persistent injuries or persistent things, it's easy to go, oh my goodness, is this going to last forever? And expect your body to heal. So find a few minutes, no distractions, emotion of gratitude, focus that gratitude on the pain or injury, and expect your body to heal. Do this every day, and do it several times a day is better. And when you feel, as you're going through your day, after you've done this, and you feel that pain or discomfort, remind yourself that your body's going to heal, and bring up again that sense of gratitude. I did this after my 100-mile race. I injured my foot. My shoes were too tight. And, I finished my race and used this technique to finish the race, but it injured my foot, and it took me 3 months to heal. I was still able to run, but my foot was sore. I had this soreness in my foot that was persistent. And it tested my resolve of, was like, is this going to heal or not? But I used this method. I continued to do this, focus gratitude on that area, and expect it to heal. And it did heal. It took some time, but it healed. And I don't know if there's any scientific studies done on gratitude and healing, but I do know the power of the mind and the soul. And there have been studies done on that. You can find amazing things that people have done by focusing their attention and causing effects in the physical world. So the expectation and faith mixed with gratitude is a powerful combination. So go practice. Go practice this, the four steps. And if you really want to learn it and get it down in, they say that the best way to learn something besides practice is to go teach someone else how to do it. So listen to this again and learn the four steps and teach it to someone else. Have a great Thanksgiving if you're in the United States. Have a great Thanksgiving, and I will see you next week. If you want to find me and my coaching services, you can find me at ultramindsetpodcast.run. That's ultramindsetpodcast.run. And you can find the show notes, and you can also catch last week's episode, too. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.